All right, adrenergic drugs. The ones you need to know. Phenylephrine and pseudoephedrine. Those are both over-the-counter decongestants. You need to know those because people are going to ask you for advice when they have a cold. What should I take? You need to know those drugs.
Nothing.
Epinephrine, norepinephrine, and dopamine, and dobutamine. These are what we call catecholamine drugs. We'll talk about them in a little bit more detail. You need to know all of the lung beta-2 agonists, which we will talk about. Alpha blockers. You need to know terazosin and phentolamine. We'll talk about why. And then beta blockers. There's four drugs that you need to know. Propranolol, metoprolol, atenolol, and carvedilol. The reason for that is because they are very commonly used in the hospital and an outpatient basis. And then indirect antagonists, the only one we'll need to know is clonidine. And they give this stuff out like candy in some ERs around here. All right. Adrenergic agonists, broken up into two classes. These are drugs that stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. Catecholamines and non-catecholamines. Now, you should have heard the term catecholamine before in AMP2. So, did anyone here hear that term before?
Yep.
In my class only?
Pretty much.
All right. Catecholamines have what in them?
Amine.
An amine group. So, things that sound like dope, amine, or the catecholamine. Now, there's three catecholamines that your body naturally produces in the peripheral nervous system. They are
epinephrine,
norepinephrine, dopamine. Now, in addition to those three normal ones, we're going to add to the list dobutamine. And those are the four catecholamines that you're going to need to know. Now, all of them are broken down by monoamine oxidase and COMT in your liver and in your intestines. Because of that, if you give them by mouth, guess what happens? They get broken down before they ever get into the system. So you cannot give catecholamines by mouth. You must give them by
injection.
Cannot be given orally because blah, blah. All right, now, in solution, they're colorless. As they begin to age, they turn brown as they oxidize. Now, generally speaking, if you see a colored solution,
throw it out,
ask for a new one. Unless it's life and death, there's a few exceptions. You can read in the book about those. But the general rule, if it's colored,
throw it out.
It needs to be completely clear. Natural catecholamines, okay. Now, non-catecholamines can be given by mouth, and they last longer in the body. The catecholamines last very, very short amount of time. All right, the non-catecholamines we need to know, phenylephrine and pseudoephedrine. They're both used as decongestants in the United States. The way they work is by stimulating alpha-1. What does alpha-1 cause in your arteries?
Vasoconstriction.
So if we constrict the arteries in your nose, guess what we'll have less of? Congestion, mucus secretion, and inflammation. So we can shut down congestion in your nose by squeezing those arteries. Phenylephrine can be nasal sprayed. You know it as neosinephrine. And then it can also be taken by mouth. Pseudoephedrine is taken by mouth only. Recently, it's been quasi-controlled in Florida. You can't just get it over the counter anymore. You have to go up to the pharmacist and ask the pharmacist for it. And then there's a limit on the amount you can get per month. So if you have allergies or something like that, you better be going there every month, whether you have symptoms or not, to make sure you have enough for when you do have symptoms. And they write down your driver's license to make sure you're not running a meth lab. All right. This looks very familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a look at dobutamine first. Dobutamine only affects Beta 1. Now, beta. What does beta 1 do? Where is it located?
The heart and kidneys.
The heart and kidneys. And what we're interested in is the
heart.
So what we're going to use dobutamine for is a couple things. We're going to use it to increase heart rate and contractility in patients who have shock or in patients who need a heart stress test and can't walk on the treadmill long enough to get their heart rate up. We're going to use it in patients who have shock, and we're going to use it in patients who can't walk on a treadmill when they need a cardiac stress test, usually combined with a stress echo. So sometimes you'll see in a patient's chart DSE, which would stand for dobutamine stress echo. We'll talk about that stuff in health assessment. Now, shock. What is shock, by the way, since we're mentioning the term here? That's not what we're talking about. What is shock?
When your blood pressure goes so low that it can't pump enough blood to the body.
All right. Perfect answer. Shock is when your blood pressure is so low that your heart can no longer adequately get blood to your body. It can happen for a couple different reasons, and we'll go more into those when we talk about inflammation and infection. But that's shock. All right, epinephrine. Notice that epinephrine affects all of the adrenergic receptors, so it can be used for a lot of different things. Dopamine really only affects these two receptors. So vasoconstriction causes blood pressure to
increase.
Beta 1 causes heart to beat harder and faster. So we can use dopamine in patients who are in shock also. And then norepinephrine, we also use it for patients who are in shock. All right, let's talk about each receptor individually, and then we'll talk about them kind of as a whole. So first one is alpha 1 activation. Alpha 1 activation causes vasoconstriction, which we can use to increase blood pressure. We can also use it to stop bleeding. We can also use it to decrease local anesthetic absorption. So, if a person has lidocaine and we add some epinephrine, which will activate alpha 1, into that lidocaine, it'll stop the bleeding. Because it may cause vasoconstriction, and it will also cause that anesthesia to last longer. Is that a good thing?
Yes.
What's the downside? You might kill some tissue by accident by causing too much vasoconstriction. You can use it to decrease nasal decongestion, which we saw in the phenylephrine and pseudoephedrine. You can also use it to cause mydriasis.
What was the second thing? Stop bleeding and
decrease local anesthetic.
Oh, my God.
All right. Adverse effects. Too much blood pressure, hypertension, necrosis, killing tissue, and bradycardia, slowing heart rate. I don't get that. How does that cause bradycardia? I don't see the heart anywhere on there. Okay, so alpha 1 causes vasoconstriction. Now, your body wants to try and balance blood pressure, right? So if you squeeze the arteries and increase blood pressure, what's the body going to try and do? It's going to try and decrease the blood pressure. Well, it can't decrease it by vasodilating because you've got them squeezed shut with your drug. So the only other way is for your heart to slow down. So this is what we would call a reflex bradycardia.